Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about the last 18 hours or so and run through the chain of events to hopefully include the conclusion, what might be the conclusion, and just run through the information and then go over where things are at time of filming, which is early this morning for y'all. Okay, so it started with reporting saying that the Biden administration had reached an agreement with Netanyahu for the U.S. to sign off on a move into Rafah in exchange for Israel being limited in their response to Iran. Shortly after that, officials within the Biden administration were like, that never happened. We never reached any kind of agreement like that. Then Israel responded to Iran. The response, according to U.S. officials, included some missiles. And that's what U.S. officials are saying, as quoted by the press. The response crossed into Iranian territory, which means it crossed one of their red lines. However, even though it did that, it was relatively limited. So rather than just, you know, blowing through the line in the sand, they, you know, put their foot across it, tapped, and pulled back. So far, Iran has been super chill about the whole thing. The official storyline has changed a number of times throughout the night, as storylines do with developing events. At time of filming, the official line, as I understand it, is there were some drones, we knocked them down, no big deal, no damage, no reason to immediately retaliate. We're not even sure of it being of foreign origin. In fact, we're leaning towards it being infiltration. On Iranian TV, Iranian news, there were newscasts that showed the area that was allegedly hit near there, and showed how the town was waking up, everything was fine. The general tone of those broadcasts is, you know, it's always sunny here, there's nothing wrong. And there are people saying that those newscasts have a very Baghdad Bob feel to them. I'll admit they do. Do you care? I don't. I don't care at all. Look, according to Iran, they were drones, they knocked them out of the sky, and there's no reason to respond. If that is what they're broadcasting, even if that is not true, I don't care. Like, not even a little bit. If they came out and said that the Loch Ness Monster grabbed those drones out of the sky before they entered Iranian airspace, and that was the reason that they didn't need to respond, good job, Nessie. This allows them to step back and turn down the temperature. If this is what allows them to cool everything off and greatly reduce the risk of regional conflict, good. That, as far as I'm concerned, that's exactly what happened. And right now, again, it's early this morning, and this could change as more developments happen, but right now, it appears that they are very comfortable with their air defense, and their air defense took care of everything, and they have no reason to respond. That is the best possible outcome. That you are not going to get a better outcome as far as for people by digging into that statement. If that's what happened, that is what happened, and leave it alone. Because this allows them to step back, everybody to step back, and it reduces the risk of regional conflict, which should be the goal. That should be more important than ratings or anything else. That's what happened. Now, one of the things that was of concern, and just to make sure I say this, one of the areas that was allegedly struck is near an Iranian nuclear site. The IAEA has been there. They've confirmed it's safe, nothing's wrong, everything's good to go. Okay? That's the one thing that would need confirmation from a non-Iranian source, and it already exists. That place is fine. Now, I would like to point out that if an incident occurs and you say, you know, everything's fine, we took care of it, wasn't a big deal, you have your military make fun of the opposing military on Twitter and just remain very secure in your air defense and what happened, that's how you take the win. So I hope that this current information that is out is what happened. I hope that is where this stays, and there is no reason for Iran to respond. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.